Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Time to find out what's going on with the Blue Lake Carols this weekend. Danny Reid joins me on the line. Danny, good morning.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Ewan. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you as well. Blue Lake Carols this weekend, it is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. This is a massive event on the calendar of Mount Gambier events. Previous years, we've attracted about 5,000 people, and we are just so excited that Blue Lake Carols 2018 is upon us again.
Now, you're hosting again this year. It's a number of years now that you've done the hosting for Carols.
Yes, I'm so excited. They keep asking us back, which is really great. So myself and Simon Fisher are taking the reins for Blue Lake Carols this year. And look, we're just so thrilled to be involved. It's such a wonderful community event. It is a celebration of not only Christmas, but the talent we have in this region is unbelievable. And the whole event is run by volunteers, and it's just such a wonderful thing to be a part of. So we are stoked to be back again this year.
Tell me about some of the people that are going to perform.
Well, Mr. Christmas himself, Ben Hood. We've got Tamara Seeley, Jordy Jones, the Phoenix Choir. We're introducing some new talent this year with Lily Fullwood. We've also got Lizzie Koch, Eliana Sims, Cooper Terry, and a very special appearance once again by local favourite Louise Adams as well. How's that for a lineup?
That is a huge lineup. My goodness. Now, you can tell I'm getting old because I'm going to ask this question. Is there traditional good old Christmas carols that are going to be sung at the carols event?
There absolutely is. This year, our musical director, Hannah Morrison, has worked her magic, and we have got not only a community choir that will be backing you to sing, but also we have got the most beautiful traditional Christmas carols that we all know, that we all can sing along through right throughout the program as well. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to come on down ready to sing and get involved.
Oh, I'm glad the choir are going to be there because I'll drown out my singing. Danny, when's it all taking place?
It is this Sunday night, December 16, at the Railland at 7:30 p.m. We suggest you get there early to get a good spot, and we are recommending that people bring a cushion and a picnic blanket so we can get right down the front and get as many people in as possible. If you are needing to bring a deck chair or something a bit bigger to sit on for whatever reason, we will advise people to be sitting to the side and to the back of the area just so we can get as many people seeing a beautiful view of the stage as we can. So getting people that are sitting on their bums right up the front, and then everyone else can wrap around the side and everyone can have a great view of the stage.
Now, this weekend, carols are on. We want thousands of people from across the Limestone Coast to come along and be part of it. As you say, the lineup is just going to be absolutely incredible. All taking place at the Raylands. It's going to be a fantastic event. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Ewan. See you there.
Yeah.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.